Thanks for waking up with WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
Thank you so much for joining us. Mr. Rob Center does a fabulous job controlling the levels and the recordings and the archiving, and he's the producer, so he gets full producer credit. So he's got producer cred, too, I guess, and we appreciate all his help and hard work today. In the studio, Regina Russell is back. She's a Sunbury resident, and today she's wearing her ACLU PA hat, ACLU of Pennsylvania hat. The Central Susquehanna chapter has an event coming up. She's president of the Central Susquehanna chapter, the ACLU. They have an upcoming dinner and an awards banquet, and the announcement of the awards is taking place now, so some people we know are going to be winning some awards, and I'm glad to say that just about everybody who's winning an award has been on WKOK Sunrise at some point or another. So how about that?
That's good.
So that makes us good people are stepping up and talking about things. I don't know if Dennis Lyons has been on Sunrise. He's been on WKOK's On the Mark program, helping us out with information there. So, all right, well, let's start at the beginning. First of all, welcome aboard.
And thank you for having me.
And ACLU of Pennsylvania Central Susquehanna chapter. Tell me about this chapter. What do you do, and what's happening with the chapter?
The chapter was formed, I guess, approximately 20 years ago by Isabel and Carl Patton of Lewisburg. The local ACLU of Pennsylvania Central Susquehanna chapter for several years has awarded individuals who walk and talk, dedicating their lives and time to educating the public and defending equality, justice, civil liberties, and civil rights for all people.
Well, standing up for the Constitution, basically, on no matter which side or how it happens to be, trying to adhere to the Constitution, right?
Absolutely. And don't forget the Bill of Rights.
Well, and you brought me a stack of the ACLU mini constitutions, so thank you. I'll leave those here in the studio. I'll keep one and leave the rest.
My pleasure.
All right, so you have an awards dinner coming up at the end of March. It's annually. It's a pretty big deal around here where folks get recognized for really helping to support our republic. How about that? And tell me about the awards dinner that's coming up.
Well, I guess I kind of started a little bit out of sync. But the award, I guess I want to start with our guest, the keynote speaker. First, the public is welcome to join our chapter's 2019 annual awards dinner featuring this year Wittol Vic Walczak, who has litigated civil rights cases for more than 30 years, the past 25 within the ACLU. Since 2004, Walczak served as the ACLU of Pennsylvania's legal director, overseeing litigation statewide, and Walczak has personally handled many nationally significant cases, including Kitzmiller versus Dover Area School District, the first case successfully challenging the teaching in public schools of the intelligent design. As the keynote speaker, the topic of the night will be Civil Liberties in the Age of Trump. The ACLU has fought every president since Warren Harding. So come out and hear how fighting for civil liberties against the Trump administration differs from preceding regimes. That's what I can say to you.
Okay, so that takes care of him. The keynote speaker will be there, legal director of the ACLU of Pennsylvania. And what might be different about, I know when the ACLU opposed some of the policies of President Obama, it had sort of one flavor to it. So fighting President Trump or opposing unconstitutional things is slightly different. All right, so.
Can I go back to just saying a little bit about what the ACLU does today?
Yes, please.
All right. The ACLU has been active on a number of recent issues, including affirmative action, gay rights, LGBTQ community, and protections to immigrants and internet users, something people don't seem to think about much, especially in the day of the AI technology. The ACLU takes roughly 6,000 court cases annually and counts more than 1.6 million members, including 300 staff. As I said in the beginning, the local chapter recognizes community leaders, activists, organizers in a five county, we serve five counties, Columbia, Montour, Northumberland, Snyder, and Union counties. The chapter is the third largest in the state of Pennsylvania with over 800 members, and on behalf of the ACLU of Pennsylvania Central Susquehanna chapter, I would like to thank all of our supporters.
All right, yeah, you got a lot of people around here. I've been to a few of the dinners, and you got it's a cross section of the valley that's present. Okay. Please, you give out some awards at some point.
Yes. For several years now, the chapter has been, like I said, awarding individuals who are really giving up their livelihood. I don't know how they manage to have a personal life educating and defending the mission of the ACLU, which is defending civil liberties and civil rights. So I refer to these people as guardians of freedom. The chapter also recognizes citizens with the Thomas Paine Award. The award is in recognition of citizens' participation in our democracy as a citizen journalist through their courageous actions in writing one or more letters to the editor and published in the Daily Item during 2018.
All right, so Thomas Paine Award goes out to individuals, and there are about a dozen folks receiving that this year?
It could be more. We've tried to wind it down. It was up to 60 at one time, so we're trying to get it down to maybe 20, 25 a year because, you know, we're trying to make the event not too long. If it's too long, then it becomes boring, and we don't want it to be boring.
All right. Well, it's important that you recognize these individuals. We know that there's some prolific writers. We know a few of whom who've been notified. They've kind of talked about it a little bit. So, yeah, congrats to them. All right. So, at some point, you're going to be recognizing some other folks. Tell you about your four sort of key award winners.
Well, like I said, it is not easy to make a decision on who gets an award every year because there are so many people doing extraordinary things in this region. They are making a difference and they are affecting change. So I'm not going to give out too much information about the honorees because then why would you want to come to the event?
Yeah, find out. That's funny.
Yeah. So I would like to congratulate and starting with Sabi and Sonia Amar. They will receive the Reverend Mark McCullough Jr. Religious and Leadership Award. The Clyde Peeling Critical Thinker Award will go to Penn Garvin this year.
Right, so sort of a great supporter in Lewisburg and one of the founders of the Heater Center and now on the board of the Heater Center. Sabi and Sonia Amar, I believe I'm going to say they're a Riverside resident, and they are leaders at the Sunbury.
Now, I'm not from this area, so when you say Riverside resident.
Across from Danville.
Yes. Okay, very good.
And leaders in the Muslim community and leaders at the Sunbury Mosque, I'm going to call it.
Yes. And they not only for the Muslim religion, they are very well known in other communities. They do work in other communities, so they're not just solely working with Muslims.
Well, Sonia's been here about two or three times really telling us about important sort of inter-religious activities. And,
yes,
and sometimes
yes.
she talks about some dilemmas that have happened around here as well. Okay, so that's a glance at
yes.
those two individuals. What else you got?
Then we have the Carrie Albright Community Catalyst Award going to Dwayne J. Hessler. He's been on your
station. Oh, Dwayne Hessler.
Yeah!
Yes. Yes, he's our good commentary.
And the Dr. Walter B. Brash Journalism Award is going to go to Dennis Lyons. The is that chief editor of
he's the editor,
okay,
yeah.
of the Daily Item of Sunbury.
All right. Well, yeah, keeping that paper going. We're lucky enough to have a great paper around here. So, and Dennis is one of the drivers of that. So we appreciate that. All right. So Dennis Lyons, Sabi and Sonia Amar, Penn Garvin and Dwayne Hessler, plus about two dozen individuals who have been occasional writers, letters to the editor in the various newspapers around here to make sure that opinions are brought up and talked about.
Your legal
director from the ACLU of Pennsylvania is going to be your keynote speaker. So
yes.
you've got a big deal coming up. All right. So let's say I want to go. March 31st is my recollection. How do I get more information so I can attend? We got about a minute left.
All right. You can go to the ACLUPA.org. Website, click on chapters, scroll to Central Susquehanna and look for events. You can also email hbginfo@aclupa.org or call 717-238-2258. The deadline is March 16th. No walk-ins will be accepted at the door.
All right, so 717-238, the last four digits again?
2258.
2258. Okay, so if you're going to use the telephone, 717-238-2258 is the telephone number, aclupa.org, and scroll down their list of chapters till you get to the Central Susquehanna chapter, of which Regina Russell is president. Look for the events, and you'll see the dinner.
I got one more quick thing, please.
Please.
The chapter is going to be co-sponsoring with the Community Zone in Lewisburg the latest Ruth Bader Ginsburg film on the basis of sex at the Campus Theater Wednesday, February 27th at 7 p.m. Please check your websites and your local newspapers for details.
All right. Fantastic. Well, thanks for all you're doing, and thanks for all you are doing, Regina. We see you at city council meetings with important input, and so we very much appreciate you
thank
coming
you
up
so
this morning.
Thank you so much for your support, and thank you again to all the members of the ACLU of Pennsylvania. Have a wonderful day, everyone.
ACLUPA.org.